This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 9th of January. Melbourne Renegades formally ended the defence of Sydney Sixers' Big Bash League title with a 29-run win at the SCG. Alex Hales in his first match for the Renegades since being signed as a replacement for the injured Marlon Samuels hit 89 of only 52 balls and at 112 for the third wicket with stand-in captain Ben Rura. This gave the Renegades a total of 178 for 5, one which would prove well beyond the home side. They're all out for just 149, with William Sheridan, Nathan Rimmington and Darren Pattinson each taking 3 wickets. In New Zealand, defending HRV Cup champions Auckland also looking likely to be successful in the defence of their title, after slipping to a last over defeat to the bottom side Central Districts. The Aces did manage to post 181 for 6, thanks to a brutal half-century from Colin de Grandhomme, but eventually lost by 7 wickets. Matthew Sinclair and Ben Smith both hit half-centuries for the Stags as they got home with 3 balls to spare. In the overnight T20 action in the Caribbean, there was a second win for Barbados, this time over Jamaica. Carlos Brathwaite and Ryan Hines shared 7 wickets as Jamaica were dismissed for just 72. Barbados slipped to 40 for 5 in their run chase, but eventually won in the 12th over by 5 wickets. Defending champions Trinidad and Tobago were comfortable winners against combined campuses and colleges. They comfortably chased down their target of 95 with almost 3 overs to spare. Kevin Cooper had earlier taken 3 wickets to restrict combined campuses and colleges to 94 for 8 from their 20 overs. Matabeleland Tuskers overtook Midwest Rhinos at the top of Zimbabwe's Pro 50 standings. The Tuskers eased past Mashonaland Eagles by 7 wickets in Bulawayo, chasing down their target of 158 in less than 33 overs. Meanwhile, over in Matari, the Rhinos were defeated by Mountaineers via the Duckworth Lewis method. They could make only 225 for 6 from a reduced 43 overs, with Jake Mickleby's 73 ball 49 the highest score. Hamilton Mazzacasa and Mark Pertini then added 111 for the first wicket, with Pertini ending on 85 as the host won by 7 wickets with 10 balls to spare. In the Bangladesh Cricket League, Marshal Ayub and Mehrab Hussain Jr. batted for the entirety of the second day against East Zone, taking the Central Zone to stumps on 528 for 4. The two have now added an unbroken 472 for the fifth wicket, breaking the national record of 420, which was set by Ayub and Mohammad Ashraful more than 6 years ago. They need just 49 more tomorrow morning to break the world record set by Cheteshwar Pujara and Ravindra Jadeja in 2008. In the other match in Mirpur, North Zone closed on 125 for 3 after earning an 86-run first innings lead over South Zone. Left-arm spinner Saklane Sajib had taken 6 for 74 to help dismiss South Zone for 205.